different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM Main News.
Very good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: 8 killed, 1 injured in fatal Chivombo Road accident. Oasis Forum calls for mass march to State House over Bill 7. And then international news: Vietnam floods leave at least 90 dead and 12 missing. And now the news in detail. 8 people have died and 1 person has been seriously injured in a road traffic accident that occurred today at around 03 hours opposite the China Jiangxi Economic Zone along the Great North Road in Chivombo District. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavu says the accident involved 2 motor vehicles, a Nissan Caravan minibus carrying 6 passengers heading towards Lusaka, and a Hino Ranger carrying 1 male passenger traveling in the opposite direction. He said the drivers of both vehicles have not yet been identified. Mr. Chilavi has stated that preliminary investigations indicate that the accident happened when the driver of the Nissan Caravan attempted an improper overtaking maneuver, resulting in a head-on collision with the Hino Ranger. He said the impact claimed the lives of all 6 passengers and the driver of the Nissan Caravan on the spot, while the male passenger from the Hino Ranger sustained serious injuries and was rushed to Luteta Hospital for treatment.
The bodies of the deceased have been deposited in the Teta District Hospital mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem examinations. Both vehicles were extensively damaged. A team of investigators from the Zambia Police Traffic Section is currently on the scene, conducting further inquiries to determine the full circumstances surrounding the incident. The Zambia Police Service urges all road users to exercise maximum caution, adhere strictly to traffic regulations, and refrain from dangerous behaviors such as improper overtaking.
Government has welcomed the S&P Global Ratings decision to upgrade the country's long and short-term foreign currency sovereign credit ratings to a stable outlook, which confirms Zambia's exit from default status. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sindeko Msokotwane said the upgrade is a major milestone in the country's economic reconstruction journey and a clear signal of renewed international confidence in the reform program being implemented under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. He said the S&P's rating action further affirms the improving macroeconomic and institutional landscape, driven by tangible progress in restructuring external debt, the resilience of the mining sector, and the stabilization of inflation expectations. Dr. Msokotwane says S&P notes that Zambia has reached restructuring agreements with official and commercial creditors, representing about 94% value of the $13.2 billion debt within scope. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. The Oasis Forum has called on citizens to turn out in large numbers and assemble at the Freedom Statue for the planned march to State House on Friday, 28th November 2025, in protest against Bill 7. In a statement, Forum Chairperson Beauty Katere says the Forum has complied with all requirements of the Public Order Act for its planned protest, adding that on 10th November 2025, it notified the police of its intention to march in opposition to government's rushed, non-inclusive and election-centered Bill 7 constitutional reform process anchored by the technical committee. She has explained that the notification was served on the Inspector General of Police at Police Service Headquarters after the Commissioner of Police for Lusaka Province refused to receive it. Ms. Katere said the march on Friday, 28th November 2025, is part of a series of activities organized by the Oasis Forum against Bill 7. Agriculture Climate Action Foundation Executive Director Dr. Oliver Bulaya has commended the outcomes of the G20 summit in South Africa and has congratulated the host country for successfully organizing the crucial event, which prominently addressed the urgent need for collective climate action. He said the resolutions agreed upon by world leaders mark a significant step towards a sustainable future. Dr. Bulaya has noted that the G20 summit made important strides in tackling climate change, emphasizing the necessity of global cooperation, particularly as Africa continues to bear the brunt of the climate crisis affecting agriculture and broader development priorities. He said leaders reaffirmed their commitment to achieving net zero emissions, urging countries to adopt more ambitious targets.
The G20 position is vital in the global fight against climate change due to its collective economic and political influence. Representing the world's largest economies, the G20 can lead in setting ambitious climate targets, establishing standards and mobilizing resources. Through international cooperation, the G20 can facilitate the sharing of innovative technologies and best practices in climate smart agriculture, for example, and sustainable development, ensuring that solutions are scalable and effective across various contexts. As we move forward, let us hold each other accountable and strive for a resilient, sustainable world for all.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Ministry of Technology and Science says the rise of emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence, has contributed to increased criminal activity in the country. Ministry Permanent Secretary Dr. Brilliant Hazenzu notes that online crime has surged, highlighting the need to strengthen protective measures. He told Hot FM News that the government will not shy away from reviewing existing laws to curb cyber crime. Dr. Havenzu has further called on stakeholders to work closely with the government to combat the growing cases of online criminality, including digital fraud and swindling.
What would happen with emerging technologies, artificial intelligence now, you know, where people can even mimic somebody, you know, create some clinic indicators if somebody is the one that has caused, you know, committed a crime or anything of that nature there. So an increasing cut-up of saying abuse of technology, you know, where people be doing the wrong things and there, you know. But then, you know, we must stop even as government reviewing these laws from time to time in order for us to address the gaps that are being identified from time to time within the laws.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
At least 90 people have died and another 12 are missing after days of heavy rains in Vietnam led to flooding and landslides. The Vietnamese government says 186,000 homes have been damaged across the country.